Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Hold one. Arm drag.
Don't tell me.
Everybody, and welcome to Hit the Books, the only weekly realistic fantasy booking podcast in the goddamn WWE universe. That's right. Every single week, we book and write and promote our own goddamn versions of Raw and SmackDown. Representing us here today, I am your head writer of Monday Night Raw, Ryan 19. And with me, as always, is the head writer of SmackDown, Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, hello.
Hi, how we doing? Am I just the head writer, or am I the god dang head writer?
What do you prefer?
The god dang head writer. It has that pizzazz.
has the pizzazz we all crave.
That Ryan 19 down home southern flavor.
Yes, they down here in the south, we have a down home southern flavor. It's multiple spices and oh man. But yeah, how are you doing, my friend? Another week, another dollar. We're here booking another week of Raw and SmackDown, the go home show, we should add, to Elimination Chamber. So that's always exciting.
Yes, it is. I wish we got a little more time to build to this one. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Only 3 weeks.
Yeah. But I only had 3 matches to build, so it wasn't too bad, I guess.
Is that true? Do you only have 3 matches?
Mm-hmm. I have the Elimination Chamber, and then I have 2 other matches after that.
Oh, why did I have 5?
I don't know. I only had 3 matches to work in here, and it was hard for me to choose.
Oh, man. Either that was a mistake on my part, or that is what history told me to put in.
I'm assuming that's what history told you to put in, and this is what we're going to go with.
Yeah, typically Raw gets a butt-ton Elimination Chamber pay-per-view matches, I should say. I got the pre-show. I got 4 matches. There's 1 match on the pre-show. I get 4 matches and you get 3, and for some reason the pre-show is typically Raw. So, I mean, there we go, I guess. But yes, the go-home show before Elimination Chamber. Obviously, you know, the road to WrestleMania as well. A lot of exciting stuff happens in Elimination Chamber because it's just nice to have, like, that sort of steel cagey vibe that the Chamber brings.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the Chamber. It always feels like it's like a big brutal structure, you know, and it always brings immediate heat to the match for sure. And I like that it's I like that there's a lot of people in the ring as well, like a big 6-person match, because it just lets everyone shine a little bit, which is always cool.
But not just that, it lets everyone shine, but also lets everyone, get their moment. You know, get the people that start, people that end. Making it that Elimination Chamber vibe, the elimination part of it, you know, allows people to have moments, which is what WWE has become largely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I love the Elimination Chamber. It's one of my favorite pay-per-views.
And that's my Ryan Knightsy burn of the week. I have a new soundboard, but I don't have a burn. Burn, and I'll
you don't have like
that.
Fire or anything.
No, I just got so I got a new mixer. If you heard it last week, I had a new mixer where I was able to do stuff, do cool things, but Mikey wasn't able to hear everything. Now Mikey can hear everything. So if I were able to, Mikey, I know you're gonna love this. If I were able to, let's just say, I just realized I had a bunch of windows open on my computer. No wonder my computer's running a little slow right now. So if I were to say, let's just say, emanate from a hall from nowhere, Mikey, you can hear this, correct? Your response over it,
nope.
You can't hear that at all? God damn it.
Why what not? What a great way to start the show out today.
Why not? Well, I'm just gonna do the rest of the show in this cat in this cave.
In this cave you're in.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do the rest of the show from here. Just kidding. I'm not gonna do that. But man, I thought you would. Well, maybe we'll figure that out. Maybe that's something I'll do next time. because I think I can add it to your voice. I think I could add, like, here, chocolate. I think I could add this to your voice.
Am I now in a cave?
Yes. We're both in a cave, Mikey.
Can you kick me into a cave?
This audio hell for our listeners?
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys. We're trapped in a cave this week.
we got kicked out of our closet in Tokyo, though.
Yes. But yeah, that's the mixer that it provides. I won't do that all the time, listeners. Just when I'm being want to be the most annoying, I guess.
You don't want to do the whole show like that? Are you sure?
No, I think that might be audio hell for our listeners.
Fair.
Potential. I don't know. What am I, a podcast host? Anyways, speaking about audio hell, let's get into the actual show. this is the only transition available to me in that moment. But every like I said, every single week. If you're new here, it's not audio hell. If you're new here, I should say. Like I said at the top of the show, every single week, Mikey and I write our own versions of Raw and SmackDown. And you know, it's called Hit the Books. Every single week, Raw and SmackDown. We have a bunch of matches, five segments, all booked into the pay per view, which is this Sunday, folks. So get ready for that. So definitely subscribe. I want to put it out here first before we get into it. Follow us on Twitter @CountOutPod. That's following the network. Hit the Books doesn't have his own Twitter account. Maybe it should, but that seems like more Twitter management. nonetheless, follow us on Twitter @CountOutPod for more CountOut stuff, where you can vote on whose card you think is better, whether it be Raw or SmackDown. On top of that, you can... subscribe to our podcast, and we listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. What's up, Mikey?
I just thought it was funny. You can, I don't know, what's the word? Oh, yeah, subscribe.
You, what's the word? Love me. love me, Mom. It's not some deep-seated issues that we're all going through. Anyways, I'm back in the cave. I'm going to be back in the cave for the rest of the episode. I think I definitely need it. So yeah, I'm just gonna be
okay. We're off the rails.
This is the new show, people. Off the rails season has begun. The road to WrestleMania is off the rails. But let's get into it. We're gonna
start
off
tagline. It's like Road to WrestleMania subheader off the rails.
Yeah, when is WrestleMania gonna be train themed? we had pirate themed. We got sun themed. Now we need train themed. I don't know what city that would be. No, of any city is popular in trains
city
nowadays.
City of trains.
City of trains. Maybe New York, I guess, but I don't think they're gonna do that. I think of all the New York things.
What was the New York? It was like the metropolitan area, and they kept saying it was in New York when it was really in New Jersey.
Oh, they always say that. I mean,
they're like, it's in New York, mm-hmm. New Jersey area.
Yeah, but don't the...
I was like, hey. Why can't you just say New Jersey?
But don't the Jets and the Giants, who are both New York Jets, New York Giants, play out of New Jersey, technically?
Yup.
Yeah, New Jersey's a big... New Jersey's just the extension of... It's like the DLC of New York.
Apparently. To the rest of the country, that's exactly what it is.
But let's get into the proper show, Mikey, and let's start off with Monday Night Raw, your boy's show.
Let's get into Raw. Let's see what you got. What's your go-home show looking like for Elimination Chamber?
Well, let's crack the nuts. And okay, didn't get really good knuckle sound there, and we'll get into it. Show opener, Adam Pearce opens the show with an all all six women's Elimination Chamber participants in the ring. Just a reminder, that is Rhea Ripley, Ruby Riott, Peyton Royce, Candice LeRae, Bayley, and Liv Morgan. They're all in the ring here. Okay. Pierce says that this Sunday we'll have six competitors in the ring who are out to prove why they are the best in the division and take on the current WWE Raw Women's Champion, Shayna Baszler. Each of them discuss why they belong and deserve to challenge Baszler. I'm not going to write it all out because I didn't have time this morning. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter because Baszler walks out and interrupts Rhea Ripley before she even gets her chance to speak. So everyone else gets to say something, but Rhea Ripley doesn't.
Yes.
Baszler says that not a single one of you can hold a candle to me. I've been saying this for months. I am the women's division. I don't even care who wins because the bottom line is I will retain my title and continue to dominate. Ripley stands up to Baszler, probably mostly over Baszler. I don't know the height difference between the two, but I have to imagine it's large, and says that I would like to see you try. Morgan then steps in, pushes Baszler out of the way, and tells Ripley, "You and what army?" as Green and James back her up. Then, of course, Mikey, you can probably suspect a brawl breaks out.
A brawl?
Yes, a brawl just breaks out.
No!
Everyone's fighting. Lots of commotion. Everyone's fighting, gets to the outside. Then out of nowhere, someone climbs the top rope. It's Asuka, not even in the Elimination Chamber, but she comes out of nowhere. climbs into the top rope, sentons onto the crowd of women, but Pierce is able to finally get everything situated, and that's how we open up Monday Night Raw.
I just think it's funny how it's like Asuka, who's not even in the Elimination Chamber, just shows up for some reason.
She's here for some reason, don't know how, don't know why, but she's here nonetheless.
Asuka, not even involved, just destroys everyone who is involved.
Exactly right. Yes, but yeah, that's our opener to Monday Night Raw.
Very hectic opener, very chaotic, very good way to start the show.
Yeah, I feel like this show is going to be a chaotic show, not just the Hit the Book show, but my Monday Night Raw. It's going to be very chaotic. Starting off with the first match of the night, it's going to be Chad Gable versus Raw's newest recruit, Murphy.
Interesting. Wonder where Murphy came from.
I don't know. He a little worse for wear, Buddy Murphy, but he's here nonetheless. Daniel Bryan watching this match backstage, like he has. And Chad Gable gets the win over Murphy.
Oh, it's bummer for Murphy, but big win for Gable here.
Big win for Gable. That's what you get for joining SmackDown, is you get a loss, Murphy. That's, you gotta learn, you gotta get your comeuppance. And so that's that. Moving right along, we got a video update from Edge. We haven't seen him since he won the Men's Royal Rumble. And Randy Orton attacked him post-match. Edge says that he's talked to his doctors, and they told him that what happened was extremely dangerous. But I will be okay. I will be there by WrestleMania, no matter who tries to stop me. Now, Randy, you have no idea what you have unleashed. You have no idea the storm you have brought upon yourself. The doctor said I will be there, so I will be there. I haven't gotten my shot for over a decade. I will retire. I retired with the title, and I will earn back what I gave up. You do not say what I can and can't do. Mark my words, Randy. I will deal with you. Accidental rhyme. He's coming after Max Caster. Mikey, thoughts?
He's coming after Randy Orton with all the rhymes and riddles and poems.
Well, not all the riddles. Moving right along. Mikey facepalming. Moving right along. Peyton Royce.
Very good.
Peyton Royce taking on Bayley in one-on-one action. With Candice LeRae on commentary.
I like this match.
Bayley ends up getting the win here over Peyton Royce. Solid.
Very cool. Big win for Bayley.
Big win for Bayley. Big redemption win for Bayley.
It's very interesting, too, because Bayley was the one who stopped Peyton Royce's run in her Change Your Luck Battle Royal, or Change Your Luck matches, correct?
Yeah, the gauntlet match.
Yeah.
Yes. It was her goal to eliminate Royce from the Royal Rumble. She got eliminated before by Candice LeRae, right before Royce enters the Rumble, so she wasn't able to do that. She talked over of Ray last week, kind of, not really. She wanted to move past it, actually. And now we're having the match here tonight, Peyton Royce versus Bayley. So the comeuppance for Bayley, Peyton Royce trying to see if she can prove that she's here to stay. But Bayley gets the win.
I like the idea of after Bayley gets eliminated, she's walking to the back, and then Peyton Royce's music hits, and she just goes, "Oh, come on!"
Exactly right. That's exactly what happened. We didn't talk about it on the show, but 100% that's what happened. after the match, however, Bayley goes to grab a kendo stick to attack and assault. Bayley attacks Peyton Royce post match. She goes to grab a kendo stick and tries to offer it to Candice LeRae. To attack Royce as well with her. You know, because last week she was trying to sort of offer Candice LeRae, saying that she needs to, you know, take matters into her own hands. She can't be that plucky girl anymore. So this is that sort of moment. LeRae kind of thinks about it for a second, but luckily Ruby Riott comes out from behind and attacks Bayley, saving Peyton Royce, saving the day.
Interesting that Candice LeRae considered it.
Yes.
Wasn't an immediate rejection. She was like, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Am I feeling punchy today? I don't know.
Exactly. But yeah, so there's that. Moving right along, we got a backstage interview with Ali and Alexander about their upcoming title match in Elimination Chamber. So that is, I think an announcement. After defeating the champions LLC last week in an upset match, they got a title match for Elimination Chamber.
Classic.
They admit
classic WWE booking.
I mean, Ryan booking. classic WWE booking, I guess. But I'm doing it at the pay per view, so that's a difference, maybe. And you know, maybe it's because I needed a match real quickly because my planned match got scrapped. But, you know, things happen.
No other reason.
No reason whatsoever. Nope. But in the interview, they admit that they didn't see this sort of match in the cards for them at first. But that's the thing. Sometimes you beat the champ. Sometimes you beat the champs, I should say. In Elimination Chamber, we'll do it again. Sort of saying that, you know, kind of admitting that it was kind of lucky. But they're going to ride on that luck.
Hey, sometimes luck happens and you got to capitalize.
Speaking of capitalize, MVP walks up and says...
All of those letters are capitalized.
Thank you. Walks up and says, here's the thing. Yes, you beat my guys last week, 2 weeks ago. Yes, you beat my guys last week. But that doesn't mean we're going to take you lightly again at Elimination Chamber. You see, when the titles are on the line, that means the money is on the line. But what's also on the line is potential injuries, that comes with hospital bills, surgeries, etc., etc. So here, MVP takes a briefcase that he's holding, opens it up, it's filled with stacks of money, stacks on stacks on stacks of money. MVP says that I'm offering you to the option of a buyout. You take the briefcase and the match is off. Ali and Alexander look at each other. Before they respond, their music hits. MVP tells them to don't worry. The money is going to be here waiting for them to take it. Go on. Go to your match. We'll finalize the deal when you return. Ali and Alexander leave for their match.
I like it. I like their answer being cut off by the fact, like, oh, shit, we got to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, man, that's our cue.
Intrigue. Building intrigue.
Yeah.
Ali and Alexander there for their match. They're facing the team of Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. I believe in... actual WWE lore, they have a tag team name now. I don't know exactly what it is. I think it's like the dogs, the rough dogs, the bad dogs, something like that.
God.
The dirty dog? I think they're the dirty dogs. I don't quite remember. I'm not going to look it up. But Mikey, are you looking it up?
Don't tell me that's true.
I think they legit have a tag team name now, but I don't quite remember what it is.
It's the Dirty Dogs, but it's D-A-W-G-S.
Of course, naturally. The Dirty Dogs.
That's miserable.
No, miserable would be the Miz and Morrison teaming up again.
The Dirty Dogs is such a bad name for Roode and Ziggler.
Is it better? I would argue it's better than Ziggler, like Ziggler and Roode. Just like
I like Ziggler and Roode better than the Dirty Dogs.
That's fair. I like my dogs dirty. How about you? I like my dogs covered in mud. I'm not talking about hot dogs. Please. I'm talking about puppies.
Stop.
Okay. Ali and Alexander, however, get the win.
Okay.
Ali and Alexander, however, get the win over the Dirty Dogs. After the match, Ali grabs the microphone and says that MVP drives a hard bargain, but no dice. The only reason you would offer us something like that is that you see us as a threat, and rightly so. We've beaten the LLC before, and we will do it again. So there's your answer.
Nice. Mustafa Ali doing the equivalent of, like, slamming the thing down on the button in Deal or No Deal.
Exactly right.
Like, looking at the crowd, like, should we take it?
Should we take it? Howie, what do you think? What do you think, Howie? MVP walks out and says that he understands the reasoning, but you should have taken the money. Suddenly, Lashley and Cesaro attack Ali and Alexander from behind. MVP enters the ring and attacks Ali and Alexander, ironically enough, with the briefcase of cash.
Oof. Rough.
Yes. There we go. That's my build up to that match in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks, that's how I build up that match. There you go, folks.
Very good.
Booking genius.
Got there.
Got there is the correct answer. Next up, we got a segment. Daniel Bryan finds Murphy backstage. Daniel Bryan says that he knows in the past that they haven't seen eye to eye, but the past is the past. Murphy is the future of professional wrestling, and Bryan believes that under his guidance, he can ensure great things for him. Murphy thinks about it for a moment and gets up and says that he just got out of a place where he was under the thumb of someone abusing his skill, so I'm not interested in another one.
Thank goodness, because I was about to say, everyone is just trying to recruit Murphy into, like, their wrestling cult.
Yes, exactly. My chair is very squeaky.
Poor Murphy. Just can't get away from these people. No matter where he goes.
Well, there's the compliment in there that everyone sees the value that he has. And one could argue that maybe Murphy is starting to see that as well.
The only person who didn't see it before was Murphy.
Yes.
The fire was inside you all along, kid.
Perfect. Beautiful. Chef's kiss. Next up, we got a tag team match. It's going to be a huge tag team match here. Rhea Ripley and Asuka taking on Shayna Baszler and Liv Morgan.
Ooh.
And a tag team match. Liv, of course, in their corner, they got Chelsea Green and Mickie James as well.
Of course.
Who could have guessed it? During the match, Green and James try to get involved, but Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke stop them. They put the kibosh on that. So continuing that feud. But it is, however, Ripley and Asuka get the win when Asuka pins Liv Morgan.
All right. Big pin here for Asuka.
Yes.
Asuka racking up the big victories here.
Yes, coming back, Asuka and Ripley get the win. Asuka gets the pin. More domination as she leads into her match against Shayna Baszler, which obviously we need to showcase that. And, you know, another loss for Baszler. Baszler doesn't have a lot of losses. She hasn't had a singles loss, I think, in months, maybe? Maybe a year, almost?
Maybe a year? But it's been a minute.
Tag team losses, certainly. But there we go. And moving along into our main event match, we do have a main event segment, but with main event match, we have the match that we advertised last week, a no DQ six-man tag team match between Lindsay Dorado and Heavy Machinery versus One Nation.
Ooh, I can't wait to see how this goes.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe having this match as the main event, but then I realized, like, you know, I did advertise this match last week, so maybe it should be
the main event. I also have a main event segment, which is funny.
Well, interesting. It's the Go Home Show regular, the Go Home Special.
Yeah, the Go Home Special, the main event segment instead of match.
Yeah. But yes, obviously, big time six-man match. Lots of chairs, kendo shots, attempted arm breakings. But it is
arm breaking.
It is a happy ending when Lindsay Dorado, Otis, and Tucker get the win. When Lindsay Dorado pins United States Champion Tommaso Ciampa.
Whoa! Pinning Tommaso Ciampa?
Mm-hmm.
Wow! Big thing, pin there for Lindsay.
Big
That's
pin there
huge.
For Lindsay. Following this match, we announced that at Elimination Chamber, it's going to be Tommaso Ciampa defending his title against Lindsay Dorado.
Whoa! All right, Lince Dorado coming up. Is Lince Dorado getting the singles push? Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool.
A little bit of a singles push.
I was hoping Heavy Machinery would add a third member.
Lince Dorado in like a full
what would his nickname
blue
be?
Collar. Blue collar. Well, what are they? What do Tucker and Otis have nicknames?
I know Otis is Dozer because he was Otis Dozovic, so they called him Dozer.
And Doze and whatnot. Otis is just the blue collar. They're just blue collar solid. No, yeah, I mean, that's it. They're blue collar solid. Fine. Maybe Lince Dorado came in here with like blue, like his mask was had like blue jeans or something on it. I don't know.
You're telling me he came in his Jask?
It honestly took me a second to realize what you're talking about, but Jask. Oh, that's so dumb, but I love it. Oh,
his,
my God.
His Juchador Jask.
Dog, oh, that's worse. Oh, my God. Let's just roll right on into the main event segment here, Mikey. It's a contract signing. Who could have guessed it? Between Keith Lee and Randy Orton.
Keith Lee and Randy Orton, big match here.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of that match, again, that match, this is a contract signing for the match that's taking place at Elimination Chamber between the two. Keith Lee says that what happened in the Royal Rumble was simply a disgrace. Lee pleads with Orton, arguing that Edge was your friend. Why would you do what you did? Because he doesn't want to be a tag team with you? That's it? That's what caused you to turn your back on your friend, on years of friendship? Someone will be getting revenge for Edge this Sunday, Randy, and I think you need to be ready for it. Orton responds, saying that after what happened with Dijakovic, Keith should know that betrayals aren't so cut and dry. You see, I've been in the business for decades. I've won dozens of championships. I continued to provide for my family. Edge returns, and what does he get? Praise. Admiration, the things that a legend like me deserve. Why is it that people like me are being thrown aside to make way for the new tiny toy in Edge? Come to think of it, why am I being pushed aside to make way for you? It's not about being a tag team, it's about respecting me, and neither you or Edge have shown any. I am a living legend, a first ballot Hall of Famer. I require better. You need to get ready for what's coming your way. Orton signs the contract and leaves.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah,
big,
yeah.
Big words from Orton here.
Big words. Big fighting words. Real fighting explanation here. Lee stops Orton when he's walking up the ramp and says that he understands where he is coming from. You know, yes, I am leading the wave towards the future of this business, but that doesn't mean I appreciate those from the past. On that, you are gravely mistaken. Speaking of the past, you should have listened to my words, Orton, because someone wants revenge for what you did to Edge. And if you read this contract, you would have seen a name from your past. Just then, Christian's music plays, and he comes running down the ramp and jumps Randy Orton. The two go back and forth. Eventually, Christian hits Orton with the unprettier. I don't think that's what it is. Kill switch. That's what it was. It's the unprettier, but then it's
the kill switch, yeah.
You've made the kill switch. Lee gets back on the microphone and says, Randy Orton, say hello to our special guest referee.
All right.
There's that double pop.
Rules.
Yes, so that's official.
Right, the pop was the music. I was trying to sync Christian's entrance music, and then my computer rejected that notion and shut up on me and hung up on the call.
There we go. But yes, that's official. Keith Lee versus Randy Orton, WWE Championship match with special guest referee Christian.
Very cool, very cool. I like it a lot.
Yes, it's not looking good for Randy Orton here.
No.
Gotta be honest. But yeah, there we go. Mikey, thoughts, comments, questions, concerns about Monday Night Raw?
I really like it. I really like this this ending here with Christian becoming the special guest referee. I really like Asuka getting some big victories. I like Asuka in the beginning just getting involved in the Women's Elimination Chamber scramble without even being involved in the Elimination Chamber match. I thought that was funny. Lince Dorado getting the big push. which is really cool, really cool. And yeah, this is just an all around solid go home show. Definitely have my worries about my card being able to compete.
Yeah, that's the name of the game, folks, is making sure Mikey loses the poll each and every single week. At least that's my name of the game. I think I was unsure about what I was going to have this week, but like you said, unsure about last week's card. But I felt confident that...
Hi, guys, this is Lauren.
This is Michael.
And this is Your Dose of Death Podcast. If you're genuinely curious about the world of deathmatch wrestling, look no further, as me and Mike have you covered on all things in the world of deathmatch wrestling, whether it's
interviews,
show reviews, or everything in between. We have you covered on all things deathmatch wrestling, whether it's past, present, or future. And you're probably wondering where you can go support us. You can find Your Dose of Death Podcast on all major podcast platforms, especially along with the Count Out Network of Podcasts. And also, you can support us on the Count Out Patreon, as we have exclusive content only on the Patreon for all of our listeners. We hope that you go listen to Your Dose of Death Podcast very soon.
And see you at the shows.
This one, I felt like, you know, it's that thing of like, I was like, the return home show, I got it. The middle of the show, I don't know. This go home show I feel like I had it as well. It's like I said, one of those things where it's like I think you mentioned it. It was like the 3 weeks is real tough.
Sure. It's definitely. I wish I definitely had more time to build to this. Would be nice.
But yeah, folks, if you liked my version of Raw, you can go over to our Twitter page at CountOutPod, and on the pinned tweet this weekend, you can vote on whether or not you liked Raw or SmackDown. Of course, obviously, want to vote for Raw here, because Raw was an A-plus show. Even if you haven't heard SmackDown yet, you already know what you need to do, and that is vote for Raw. But I guess, for courteous sake, we should allow Mikey to present his SmackDown card.
We should at least let Mikey try to present this card.
Yeah, I guess so. So there we go. Mikey, the floor is yours.
All right, well, opening up SmackDown, we have GM Page coming to the ring and saying, "Welcome to SmackDown. I know you're all very excited to get to the show. I know you're all very excited to get the show started, but I wanted to make two very big announcements. First off, later tonight we will have a contract signing for the casket match between Braun Strowman and Karrion Kross this Sunday at Elimination Chamber. The second announcement also has to do with Elimination Chamber, and it's about the Chamber match itself.
Yes.
This time, the tag team championships will be defended inside the steel walls.
Oh, there we go.
We have four teams already involved and will be in a match later tonight in the main event. Those teams are Morrison and Andrade, of course, the champions.
Naturally.
The New Day, Undisputed Era, and AJ Styles and Finn Balor.
Dang. Whoa.
However,
do we know which members of the Undisputed Era? We're going to find out later. And I guess New Day as well.
We'll find out.
Okay.
But that does... And Paige continues and says, that does leave two open spots.
Mm-hmm. Six
so
minus four is two.
We are going to have two tag team matches, and the winners will move on to the Tag Team Championship Elimination Chamber match. And the first match starts right now.
There we go.
And match number one, we have Street Profits taking on Rey and Dominic Mysterio.
Hey, the Mysterio clan. I feel like is this their first tag team?
I had two spots open, and I wanted to have two matches, but I only had three tag teams.
Very nice. Very nice. And the perfect tag team is ready. Primed and ready for you.
Yeah.
I wonder what this bodes.
Get the win here, and the Street Profits get the victory.
Street Profits get the win? Yeah, that's what I thought. I was about to say.
So Street Profits moving on to the Tag Team Elimination Chamber match this Sunday.
I was about to say, I was like...
After that, we have a... Sorry.
No, I was about to say that the fact that you have Rey and Dominic Mysterio, that you had to make a team together, I was like, I feel like this also doesn't bode well for their chances here.
Yeah, it wasn't... They weren't going to win, but I needed a team, and it sucks to do it to them, but, like, sometimes you just need that team, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. I get it.
All right. Well, after that, we have a... We have a segment, and it's the announcers hyping everyone up for the go-home show. Getting everybody hyped for Elimination Chamber coming up. But suddenly, they get a message that something's going on backstage. We cut to a camera crew and we see medics rushing to the aid of Sasha Banks,
who
is laid out backstage with a dented chair lying next to her. She's not responding to the medics, so they put her on a stretcher and take her off in an ambulance.
Interesting. That is very interesting, gotta say.
Yes, the women's champion laid out backstage. Who could it have been?
It's probably me, honestly.
It's who?
It's probably me.
Oh, Ryan, you did it. You took out my women's champion and ruined my chances in the poll.
Exactly.
After that, we have another match. We have Jeff Hardy taking on King Corbin, in which King Corbin picks up a victory here.
King Corbin getting the win here. I'm very intrigued.
With Carmella at ringside, of course.
Of course, of course. I'm very intrigued to where Corbin and Carmella is going. Like I said it before, I'll say it again. Maybe it's maybe some fast lane matches or something, but nonetheless, they're getting wins.
Yes, they're racking up victories. Yeah. Indeed, since they came together, they've been on a winning streak.
Let's just say they've been on a winning streak.
After that, we have our video package, which is it's basically a video package just highlighting the feud of Sami Zayn and Bray Wyatt since it started.
Oh, okay,
it's like showing all the different Firefly Funhouse segments and how Zayn got captured and Zayn escaped and Zayn hit him with his car and you know the whole
kit and caboodle.
The whole kit and caboodle. Yeah, it's a big video package highlighting the whole feud up to this point.
Sounds good.
Because we did announce last week that tonight Zayn is going to be waiting for Bray in the ring to see if he accepts the challenge he set out last week.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. After that, we have another tag team match to determine the final spot in the tag team championship elimination chamber. We have the Usos taking on Breezango, and the Usos pick up the victory.
Usos getting the victory here. Good job on them. What a god dang match! What a number of teams here, honestly.
we got the New Day. So now officially the tag team elimination chamber is New Day, Morrison Andrade, Undisputed Era, Styles and Balor, Street Profits, and the Usos.
That is a sexy ass match, dude. That is,
oh yeah.
That is a frog splash from Montez Ford off the pod. Big E. I don't know, spearing someone through the ropes onto the thing or spearing someone through a pod. Undisputed Era going in as four guys.
Constantly tagging in and out between the four of them.
Yes, because in the match you tag in and out.
They're just rotating. They have like a little trap door they keep going in and out of.
Or they just like put, like when the pod opens, they all leave. Two of them leave, two of them stay, and then they swap in and out.
Yeah.
Preserving energy.
Like whenever somebody gets eliminated, yeah, they just bring in the other two. All right, after that match where the Usos getting the victory, we have the contract signing. So Paige is in the ring at a table with a contract on it. The ring is surrounded by security. She says, "So what's going on right here is that I have the official contract for Braun Strowman and Karrion Kross's casket match this Sunday. I want this to be as civil as possible. So as you can see, I hired a little extra help to make sure that nothing gets out of hand. So Braun, Cross, if you want your match this Sunday, come and sign." Braun comes out first, heads to the ring, sits at one end of the table. So yeah, Cross and Scarlett come join Braun at the other end of the table. Cross sits down. Scarlett is standing at his side. Braun breaks the silence and says, "Cross, I'm signing this contract because you've awoken something dangerous inside of me, and I cannot wait to tear you apart. I've been waiting to get my hands on you again for a long time now, and come Sunday when I have the chance to send you back to the hell you came from, I'm going to relish every second of putting you in that casket and slamming that lid shut." Braun then signs the contract. Scarlett grabs a mic and responds and says, "You think whatever this is inside you is going to be enough to take down Karrion Kross? He's more violent, more powerful, more focused than you ever have been in your whole career." Ooh. Cross is going to put an end to this newfound energy you have and send you right back to the bottom where you belong. And then Cross signs the contract. The two stand up and stare each other down. Paige calls in security to the ring and they separate the two and form a barrier between them before things get violent. Cross and Scarlett leave and Braun stares daggers at them as they go.
Yes. Yes. The perfect segment. Because perfect. Because because the whole build of this match is the violence that will ensue this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens a lot in WWE booking. And we do that as well sometimes to add more heat to the whole thing. But I think that this match doesn't need the heat. I think you already added it to your promo from Strowman last week. I think it was last week. About from Strowman's promo, which was really well done.
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Either way, it was really well done. I really enjoyed it. I already was already excited about this match. You umped it up with a casket match. So the excitement here should be the, using that word again, intrigue is not really the right way to hear say it here, but the idea of, like, I want to see these two fight. You didn't give a tease about these two fighting. You didn't have them fight here. You just teased the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And said, "Buy, get the pay-per-view this Sunday."
Yes,
that's perfect. This feud, this build has been perfect.
Baby.
This feud has been perfect. You don't need to see it and give it away on TV. When you're giving other way things away on TV or whatever, you can save big time matches up even more and have it for the pay-per-view, like Cross Strowman here. This is my Ryan Knightsey match to watch.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm
every other match is unwatchable. It's garbage.
I'm super excited for the casket match for sure. I've been building up this feud between Braun and Cross for a while now.
Since,
and I'm finally,
like,
glad for it to finally come to a head here.
Has it been since Survivor Series, maybe?
Or the
build to Survivor Series? Because wasn't it like their first match together, like a qualifier? Or something.
The first match together was like a It was like a one-off. It was a Survivor Series qualifier, and I remember.
Yes.
Cross just absolutely, I think, destroyed Strowman. Right. Oh no! They had a.
No, yeah, they had on the go home show for Survivor Series,
last spot.
Yeah. Last spot, and then Survivor Series team, and then they had like another one later. Another match.
Then another one later, which ended in a. I think they had another one again, and I think it ended in a draw. When Strowman power slammed Cross off the stage through like the and then it was just a series of promos and video packages after that.
Yeah, so the power bomb through the electrical table. You know, just the table that's on all film sets to just house a bunch of wires. It's not like any crew puts those wires in a bin to move it, make it easier. Why take it out of the bin and put it on
a table full of loose wires?
Why take it out of the bin and put it on a table when you could just keep it in the bin? Trust me, these are union people, folks. I work with these people almost every day. They're not going to take it out of the bin. Just push the bin over. Push it back. Why are we putting on wires on a table? I never understood that spot.
It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. But continue. I like where we're going here.
Yeah. So we have that contract signing. After that, we have Carmella versus Nikki Cross, and Carmella gets the victory. However, after the match, Carmella and Corbin celebrate, and Carmella does the title motion around the waist and winks at the camera, and the two leave.
Ooh. So there we go. I said that might be leading to title matches, and it looks like Carmella's already got one in mind.
Yeah, I think Carmella's got Sasha Banks on the mind here, maybe going after the SmackDown Women's Championship.
And it would look like, I would believe, that Carmella was probably one that attacked Sasha Banks. But that's just hearsay. Who knows? We don't have witnesses.
I don't know. Could be.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. So like, yeah. It might be.
Yeah.
After that, we have our main event match. We have Styles, Balor, and the New Day versus Morrison, Andrade, and Undisputed Era. Undisputed Era this time is going to be Cole and Strong.
Cole and Strong. So what? Fish and O'Reilly.
At ringside.
What about New Day? Who's in ringside of the New Day?
This time it is going to be Woods and Kofi in the ring with Styles and Balor.
Okay. Okay. Nice. With Big E on the sidelines. Nice job. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who's going to be the big old wiener?
The big old winner is Styles, Balor, and the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the big victory over Morrison, Andrade, and Era, celebrating together in the ring. But then the celebration is cut short when they realize that this Sunday they are going to be enemies.
This is true. This is true. I imagine several moments in this match, the Big E keeps trying to two-sweet Styles and Balor.
Yeah.
Also, we haven't talked about it. Styles and Balor. Their team name is definitely TWO Sweet, right?
T.W.O. Sweet.
Too sweet. Oh my god.
Very good.
God.
No, what did we say? It was the phenomenal ones.
I forgot about that name. You said the dirty dog. Is the dirty dogs better than the phenomenal ones?
I don't know. Phenomenal ones probably isn't that good, but I thought it was funny.
The internet loves the idea of Dolph Ziggler and Finn Balor as a tag team.
I can see that.
Yeah, and then the portmanteau there would be Dolphin.
Very good.
Very
strong.
Speaking of very strong, I know you have a last time segment here for the Go Home Show.
Yes, we have a main event segment to end SmackDown, and we have Sami Zayn standing in the ring and grabs a mic, and he says, "Last week I sent a challenge to Bray Wyatt for Elimination Chamber this Sunday. I told him that if he accepts to meet me out here face-to-face, so Bray, what's your answer?" It's silent for a bit, but then the Firefly Funhouse music hits, and Bray comes to the ring with a big smile on his face, and he says, Sammy, it doesn't have to come to this. I can forgive you for smashing that vase on my head. I'm sure I can also talk to you. But then Sammy cuts him off and says, Bray, it has to be this way. Do you accept the title match or not? Bray looks a little disappointed and he says, Sammy, I don't want to accept because I think your irrational judgment might put you in a very, very bad situation. You see, if I accept this match, I'm not sure what's stopping my friend from interfering. If he gets involved, well, he'll stop at nothing to get that Universal Championship. But that won't be all. You see, Sammy, he isn't quite as forgiving as I am, and that title won't be enough for him. He wants your title, he wants your career, and he wants your soul. Sammy cuts him off again and says, if he beats me this Sunday, he can have it. So what do you say, yes or no? Bray considers it for a second and says, I never wanted to come to this, Sammy, but you've made an offer we can't refuse. We accept. See you Sunday. Bye-bye. And Bray leaves the ring.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Just the turn here. Sammy wants the match. We're getting the match. Sami Zayn versus The Fiend. Unsanctioned Universal title.
Mm-hmm.
The gravity of the match.
Yeah, this is going to be something.
This is going to be something, certainly. This is certainly going to be something. I'm definitely excited for it. It's been building up for a long time. Building up for a very long time, so it deserves the spot.
Mm-hmm. I'm very stoked for this. I'm going to steal the AEW thing, and I kind of want to do like the whole lights out, lights back on thing.
Oh,
the unsanctioned match.
I mean, NXT has done unsanctioned matches, and I'm trying to remember. I don't know if they did the lights off, lights on gimmick, but I know they did a thing where the referee in the match was not wearing the stripes, but just regular like black polo shirt.
That's also very cool.
Just emphasizing the idea that, like, we're gonna provide referees, but they're not gonna wear their attire.
Yeah.
The idea of like, this is not something to do with our show. This is separate, but we're going to allow it on to make more money or something. So yeah. the holes start being appeared, but it's fun.
We aren't liable for anything that goes on, but like here, you guys wanted to see it, right?
Yeah. We'll take the money. Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, maybe there's some holes that pop up in the logic, but you know, that's not my job. My job is to make great matches. And Fiend versus Sami Zayn should be one.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this. I don't I honestly I don't even know what's gonna happen at this match. It's such like an enigma, and the build has been so something.
Yeah.
You know, that I just don't know where I want this to go still. And I've been planning it for months, and I've been doing this for months.
I feel like that's always the challenge with like
weird that it's
Fiend.
Finally coming to this head.
I feel like that's always the challenge of like Fiend Bray Wyatt matches. Where they're just sort of like you're building, and then it's like when it happens, you're like, am I committing to this? Am I doing it? Like, I've always had that whenever I had like a Fiend Bray Wyatt match sort of thing, where it's just like, oh, wait, is this what I'm doing? Is this what's going to happen? And then it happens. But yeah, I mean, I thought the show was very good, Mikey. I thought, you know, as the go home show, you built up several of the matches that you have. You built up the tag team sexy ass Elimination Chamber match. And I would argue that, like, literally any single person in that match has the opportunity to win. Like, if you get, like, stick with Morrison Andrade, but literally, like, anyone could win and start a new storyline to WrestleMania. Like, this will be, a huge... like, if anyone else wins, it could be a huge course correction. Or it can go back and obviously have Morrison Andrade back in it, of course. But, like, you know, it's going to be... This match could easily change the story of SmackDown's WrestleMania's matches. Strowman Cross, I told you that's my match to watch. I thought you built up even more here. I really liked what you did, which was nothing. Sometimes nothing is good. Sometimes having them just see each other gets you excited, rather than just them fighting. Because guess what? I already saw them fight. Why should I watch a match on pay per view?
Yeah, this go home show, I realized was the first time in a while that Cross and Strowman have been face to face.
Yeah, build it up even more.
Talking through promos.
Yeah, which also adds to it because it's like, well, now we've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
But
you can see the hate in each other's eyes when they're together.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I thought it was very good, very very good. Mm-hmm.
Also, I like Cross as like the silent beast.
The silent devil beast type.
Yeah, just not saying a word and just Scarlett saying everything for him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I definitely agree. And it's not like Karrion Kross can't cut a promo himself. He can.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just,
absolutely,
I think
he can.
You got Scarlett Bordeaux there, or I guess just Scarlett there.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do that. But yeah, very good. If you like SmackDown, you can go to Twitter at CountOutPod. There'll be a poll pinned to our Twitter all weekend long. We can vote whether or not you liked SmackDown or Raw. So there you can vote if you like SmackDown's card over Raw's, or if you like Raw's SmackDown card, or Raw's card over SmackDown.
Yeah, go vote over there, over on our Twitter. Definitely, we love when fans vote. We love interaction. Go let us know what show you like better.
Definitely. Speaking of, I should talk about, let's get into those poll results as well. We do those polls every single week because we want to know, one, whose show did you like more? That kind of helps us kind of idea of what kind of matches, what kind of storylines you may enjoy, what you like. But also, so that we can keep our show realistic. We have a randomizer that have like 40 different options, injuries, suspensions, what have you. Where the loser of those polls will get hit with the randomizers, so something bad will happen to them. A lot of times, those bad things can help course correct, and then you start winning polls. But also, a lot of times, mm-hmm. like in some instances, you lose a match that you've been planning for weeks and months. I don't know if that affects anyone in this room, but it definitely affected somebody very badly.
Not in this room, for sure.
No. But down here in Georgia. but let's get to the poll results from last week, Mikey. Okay, the results are in, Mikey, and the results are SmackDown wins.
All right, baby. SmackDown coming back from last week's tie.
Maybe I shouldn't have talked about how much I wasn't confident in my card. Maybe that didn't help my standings, but at the very least, the audience agreed.
I don't think your card was bad. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of went off. I went pretty pedal to the metal with my card last week, so.
And I agree with that. I think you went as well there on this show, but I think I might have gone more on this pedal to the metal on this show. But last week, obviously, I didn't feel confident There was some stuff I liked in there. There was a lot of like building things, announcing stuff, but it wasn't stuff that I necessarily felt the most confident with. But nonetheless, the audience have voted. SmackDown wins.
All right.
Which means, Mikey, you get to hit the randomizer on me.
Ooh, all right. Let's do the randomizer on the go-home show. Arguably the scariest randomizer of them all.
Yeah, I might argue that. I definitely might argue that. I'm trying to see what we haven't talked about this in a while, but the results are. That would mean the season record so far is Raw 4, SmackDown 8, ties 3.
Ooh,
decimating.
We're pulling ahead here.
Decimating me. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but obviously
This is my comeback from season 3. Raw destroyed SmackDown on season 3. This is me coming back. I came back strong in season 4, and I'm getting the victories.
That's true.
All right. Well, Ryan, I have your randomizer result.
Okay.
For the go home show, your randomizer result is card subject to change, which is fitting because Adam Pearce is opening your show. Replace an entire match.
Oh, Adam Pearce because of the Kevin Owens gimmick.
Yeah.
I was like, what does Adam Pearce have to do with anything? Replace an entire match, you say?
Yes, one whole match needs to be replaced.
You gotta be kidding me. kidding me.
Hey, it sucks, but you also it could have been so much worse.
Mikey, it is worse. I don't know any of these matches should be changed. Oh, man. Farts in my entire butt. I think, so of matches that could get changed, there's Gable Murphy. The problem is, if I change that match, then I should probably change the Murphy-Daniel Bryan backstage segment, which is more changes that I don't want to deal with.
It's just a chain reaction.
Same thing of Ali and Alexander Ziggler Rude. I don't want to change that at all because that means I only get 1 week of build. I can figure something out with the segment, but I think the match deserves better. I think the match needs to be there. I already pushed up the One Nation Lindsay Dorado Heavy Machinery match. Maybe I can push that to the pay-per-view somehow, but I don't. I've already building that from since last week, so no.
Mm-hmm.
There's Rhea Ripley and Asuka versus Baszler Morgan, which is possible. There's Peyton Royce and Bayley, which is possible. Sadly, I think the two matches that have the most opportunity of changing would be those two. The question is to what? Damn it. Oh boy. I can maybe change Bayley versus Peyton Royce to Bayley versus Candice LeRae, but I think that the intrigue of that build gets lost to just that match. I can push it back to like next week, but I don't think it's almost then just becomes an extension of the Ding Dong Hello segment from last week if I do a Bayley-Candice LeRae match.
It's Ding Dong Goodbye.
Ding Dong Hello, Ding Dong Goodbye. Rhea Ripley, Asuka, Shayna Baszler, Liv Morgan. I really like that match. I think that match is also important. The idea is, if I replace any of these matches, what would it be? That is the question. That is the ultimate question here. If I replaced any of these matches, what would any of these matches be? And I honestly do not know what any of these matches could be replaced into. I think the best bet here would be some sort of Dijakovic, Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre bit, but they had their match last week, and I'm not building up their match for the show. So maybe I'll figure something out. Maybe it's a different situation here. So let's see. Let's see here.
Let's see. What do you got?
I think the problem is can I then do, God damn it. I think it's got to be Bayley. I think it has to become Candice LeRae versus Bayley.
Candice LeRae versus Bayley. Okay.
Is that card subject to changed enough?
I would say so.
Is that just changing literally one person?
Yes, but that does make it a different match.
It does make it a different match. And, you know, maybe I'll save what I did there for a later time. Because I think that's important. But, yeah, I think the idea that this is a continuation of what happened on Ding Dong Hello last week is important. Maybe... I'm going to continue having Bayley get the win here, because maybe having Bayley get the win over Candice LeRae will infuse that idea more, so that if I come back to, like, let's say next week and do the Candice LeRae Bayley match, or sorry, Peyton Royce Bayley match, then the idea of Candice LeRae maybe joining Bayley might hold more fruit, because it's like, hey, I beat you with some dirty tactics this week or last week. I told you that you need to stop being that sort of person. So join me, then that might be more of something. So I'll change it to Bayley versus Candice LeRae, and then maybe...
I don't know why it reminds me of the scene in like Emperor's New Groove, where it's like the devil and the angel, and it's like, he's leading you down the path of righteousness. I'm leading you down the path that rocks.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. So yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna do. I think that's my best bet. It still keeps up the Elimination Chamber build, because it still introduces people in it. Now, but the problem is now Ruby Riott and Peyton Royce aren't on the show at all, except for the intro. So there's that, but you know, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
So there we go.
Is indeed subject to change.
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? So there we go. That is this week's episode of Hit the Books. Like we said, you can go vote on whose card you liked more. Is it Raw? Is it SmackDown? Go over to @CountOutPod on Twitter. Pinned tweet on the top. We'll have a poll there. We can vote on whose card you liked more. You know, see, these things happen. We lost a match, changed it to something else, pushed a match, possibly probably back as well. You know, these things happen. So. The votes matter, so make sure you go, if you're a listener of this, definitely go vote on Twitter. Mikey, anything to plug?
Yeah, go check out Independent Waters every Wednesday here on the Countout Network, where me and Zach Matisse take you to the independent wrestling scene and bring back a bunch of cool matches for you to watch. So go check that out if you're into independent wrestling, or if you've been into it for years, I think you'll really like it. Also, twitch.tv/SigilScryFish, SigilScryFish.
You can also listen to many of the shows on the network. We got a bunch of stuff. G1 and Only, How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, Your Dose of Death. There's a bunch of shows that you can obviously watch on the network, and we'd love for you to go listen to. Independent Waters as well. I think, is that everything? I don't quite remember. Hit the Books, is that a show? Yeah. So we got
a bunch of stuff. Hit the Books a show?
We got a bunch of stuff on the network.
When does that come out?
I don't know. You can also go to our Twitter, our page, countoutpod.com. We post articles every once in a while where you can read those at countoutpod.com. That is it for the plugs. I've been Ryan. That has been Mikey. We love you all. Until next time, we've got two words for you. Book it. This has been a Countout Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.